What's good, everybody? It's Devin here. I know it's me. I know it's been a while, but I'm here right now, and I'm back better than ever. See, you can't be doing all this laughing, man. I ain't gonna introduce you yet.
I can't help it. Your intros are funny.
I can't do this show without, you know, my boy Mike Jack here. Mike Jack, how you doing?
I'm good. Oh man, we got to work on your intro, bro. You did better when we had the whole "we're live" coming from the PWK podcast.
I mean, it's weird doing an intro over the phone because, you know, I'm used to doing it when we in person or whatever, you know.
Even when you did it in person, it was bad. So, like,
man, it wasn't bad in person. It was better than on the phone. I know that.
You got to have charisma everywhere you go. No matter where you at, you gotta have charisma.
All right, man. Well,
but
we're here. We're live.
I guess, but to help those out that need a little bit of more charisma, a little bit more livelihood, here you go.
Hello, everybody. It's Devin here, and we're live on the PWK podcast.
That's for
so
those.
So you saying I should maybe start the show off with it?
Yes. Yes, I think that you should. I think that right there gives life. What you just did, it's like your chicken with a head cut off just running around.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but hey.
Okay.
But hey.
I'll take
but
that.
It's good to see. I'll it's good that. To hear from you again, bro. It's been a long, long time, right?
Yeah, I know. It's been a long time, man. I'm sorry to all of my fans out there. You know, I've just been going through life, you know, going through life. But I'm here and I'm well. I'm fine.
It's like every time we get ready to say, hey, let's get back to doing the show, something comes up.
Yeah, like last time Michael Jackson was running errands.
Oh, my God. Did you have to say my whole name like that? Like
Michael Jackson was running errands that day. So
wow. But
we couldn't do it that day.
I mean, you got to do what you got to do, right?
Oh, yeah.
You got to do what you got to do.
For sure.
And, I mean, it seems like I'm the only one that can work a functioning car and walk around. So, I have to get out there
and,
you know, do what I have
to do. I understand, man. You got to do what you got to do, you know?
Yeah, you know, but you don't, have
all
to,
good.
You don't have to make it sound like it's all my fault. Damn, Devin.
Well, I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
I hope I didn't hurt your feelings.
No, you're not. You're not sorry at all. You wouldn't have did it if you weren't sorry. But we want to thank y'all for being here once again. Mario's not here. He's working right now. So
yeah, one of these days it's going to be all three of us again.
Yeah.
Soon.
Reunited, and it'll feel so good. But moving on, man, what has been up with you, bro? Like, what's been going on, like, in the world of Devin?
You know, summertime, just staying cool. I haven't traveled much this summer. I went out to Dallas once, and I'm going back again for a wedding, actually, in a couple of weeks. That's it. And after that, my summer will be over because it's going to be time to get back to work.
Oh, snap. I also went to Dallas this summer.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, I heard you had a blast in Dallas.
Oh, man, I had an awesome time.
I heard you was ready to go back again the next week.
Bruh, listen, it was awesome. Shout out to our homie Middle Block Mike, a.k.a. Uncle Lou, a.k.a.
Awesome. So Mike showed you a good time.
Man, did he, bro. Like
around the city in Dallas.
And we didn't even go that many places, but it was dope. All the places we went to were dope. Like,
yeah.
So, like, I had a blast. And then, like, he set me up on a blind date, bro.
What?
Yeah.
A blind date? So how'd it go?
Devin, I don't need your fake enthusiasm. I really don't.
The fans would love to know.
I really don't need the fake enthusiasm.
Yes, I already knew about this blind date, everybody. You know, I just want the egg shots, you know, for y'all.
No, it's the fakeness for me. A blind date? What?
What?
Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah. So tell us about this blind date, man.
It was dope.
I'm sure you got a lot of viewers who are dying to know, you know?
No, we don't.
And then you got some who want to know who you went with and all of it.
Oh, I'm not going to tell them that. It ain't their business.
Yeah, it ain't none of their business.
It ain't none of their business, bro. If you in the circle, you know. So, but if you not, oh, well. But, no, it was dope. We went axe throwing. I found out that I really, really suck at axe throwing, bro.
So you lost?
Yes.
In other words.
Yes. She was lucky. Let's just say that. Because she didn't know she, like, you ever heard the comedian talk about, like, when he playing video games with their girlfriend? And for some reason, you could be the most skilled Mortal Kombat player, but they just beat you by pressing one button.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
That's how this was, bro. Like, you know, the guy came in and, you know, he was showing us how to throw the axe. And he was showing us how to, you know, have form and how you should throw it and stuff, right? And I'm trying to get the form down pack, but my axe wouldn't stick. And she was just, you know, yanking it and hitting. And I was like, this is some old boy.
So she showed you up when it came to X throwing.
She got lucky, bro. Like, yo, she got.
Now you can't call it luck,
it's
man.
Definitely luck. She didn't use any form whatsoever. She just was throwing it.
So you was throwing it by the book.
I was using the form. My feet was placed the way the guy told me. I released like he told me. I reared back like he told me. Like, I put my elbows, like, the way he told me to put it when I got ready to throw, and it just wouldn't stick.
Oh. did y'all bet on it or something?
No.
Like, if she won, you know. You should have made a bet, man. You should have been like, you know, if I win, I get a kiss.
No, Devin. I wouldn't have won.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying, hypothetically, you know.
I wouldn't have won, hypothetically.
Maybe they would have. Maybe it would have motivated you more to actually win.
I don't think it was a motivation thing. I'm always motivated to win. It's just.
Well, you weren't motivated enough in this situation, apparently.
It wouldn't stick. Even if that was a bet on the table, it wouldn't stick. The blade wouldn't
stick. But hers stuck, so why yours wouldn't stick?
Luck. Did you just not hear me? It was luck.
I mean, it's safe to say that she just had more skill. We can go with it.
No.
She used the technique properly.
She didn't use the technique.
Well, not. She didn't use his technique, right? She didn't use the guy's technique.
She used her own.
Right, her technique. Where you should have stole hers.
No. No. You want to be.
Yeah, that's why you lost.
See, if you want to be a master at something, you have to learn the techniques. You can't just go off your own understanding. When you played a good time, did you play at your? Did you learn your own way?
It's safe to say because I mean, no one taught me a certain way or nothing.
Where did you learn to play though?
Using books and videos.
Okay, you followed the instructions of the book.
Okay, well, yeah.
How you held the guitar? How you supposed to hold the neck of the guitar? You know what I'm saying? All of that stuff. No.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
I got you.
I'm trying to learn the form. Then we can work on like our own way of perfecting it our way, but I'm trying to learn the form so it would stick. Because, see, every time he would throw it and use the form, it stuck. And I'm like, yeah. I'm trying to get like that. But it didn't work. I lost very horrible. The first
very
game,
horrible.
I didn't even score. Like, it was zero. Like, straight up. And then the next three games, I stood a chance, but I lost those.
Yeah.
So, I think it's safe to say axe throwing isn't my thing. I'm going to go with that.
Hey, man, you know what? That's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay.
But I had a definitely dope time. Awesome. Young lady that Mike put me on a date with. We went, ate sushi, and we talked, and we had a fun ass time.
You ain't like raw sushi?
No, it was a combination. Like, it was cooked
okay.
And raw. But it was dope. It was good sushi. You know, there's some bad sushi out there, you know?
I'm sure it is.
Yeah. And so had a dope time. And then me and Mike went out to after the date. After we left, I hooked up with Mike and we went out to Deep Ellum and we hung out and we went to different places and just had a ball, bro. Oh,
Deep Ellum is always a good time.
It is, bro. It's not too much and it's not too little. It's not too big. Mm-hmm. It's not too little. You feel me?
Right.
It's like a more comfortable. I don't know. I'm not gonna say it's a more comfortable Bourbon Street.
But no, you can't call it that.
Yeah,
now.
You can't call it that. But it is way more. The vibe is way more. I don't know. You go on Bourbon Street in New Orleans. You have to be alert. I mean, you have to be alert anywhere that you go. But definitely in New Orleans on Bourbon Street, you have to be super, super alert. At Deep Ellum, I mean, it was, it just felt more relaxed, if I can say that. I know people that's listening to this going to be like, Mike, you tripping. But to me, it did. It felt more relaxed and it felt more laid back. And we went to Deep Ellum. Then we went to Taboo. That was pretty cool. And then, bro, I ain't going to lie, I fell in love with this pizza spot that Mike took me to. I don't know if he ever taken you to the pizza spot.
I went there with him before. I didn't go in. I stayed in the car, but he went there and got him pizza. So I know what you're talking about.
Oh, bro. They had this barbecue pizza. It is awesome. I bought a whole pizza one night because we went back the next night. I bought a whole pizza and was like, yo, bro, this is nice. Then the next night, he took me to this place called True Kitchen. Oh, bro.
Yep, I heard about that one as well. I haven't gotten a chance to go there yet. Maybe I'll go there next time I'm out there parking, but I don't know. So their food was real good too, though?
Yeah, the food was good. It was the vibe. Like, all these places I'm telling you about, like, the other stuff came later. It was the vibe, bro. It was laid back, you know. People of our color was there, you know, if that means anything.
I guess.
And it was laid back. Wasn't no problems. Wasn't no ratchetness. It was just real cool and laid back. Met some people. Some girls bought me a shot, you know.
Okay.
You know.
For your birthday?
Yeah. It was cool, like, for real. Mike wouldn't drink. He wouldn't drink at all. I didn't understand it.
Yeah, he got to be in the mood to drink. He don't just drink all the time.
I mean, that's your bestie. You know him better. And then we went to a Jersey party.
A Jersey party?
Yeah, we went to a Jersey party.
Like, so everybody had on jerseys?
No, they didn't. Majority of the people did, but not everybody.
Okay, I ain't nobody. You ain't tell me. I don't tell me about no Jersey party.
Yeah, it's this thing they do called Dalabasses. I don't know if they do it on a regular weekend. He said they only do it on special occasions, but the thing was jerseys, and you had to wear a jersey. Well, you were supposed to wear a jersey. And so
he
had his weak ass, you know, Atlanta Falcons jersey on, and you know, I had my Gremlin jersey on, and you know what I'm saying. We was in there, and it was a vibe in there. Nothing. This is the crazy thing, though, bro. You know, during my whole life of like going out to places with friends and stuff, it's always something that's crazy that has happened to me. Nothing crazy happened that weekend at all. Nothing.
It was just an overall good weekend.
The only time that I had conflict was when I was calling myself trying to enjoy myself. And, you know what I'm saying? I said, this trip, I'm going to enjoy myself. I was going to drive there, you feel me? But I was like, nah, I don't feel like driving. I'm going to take the Greyhound, right? Bad idea.
Never again, huh?
Never again. I think I have promoted myself higher than driving the Greyhound or riding the Greyhound. First of all, the bus was 4 hours late. Devin dropped me off at the bus stop, and I didn't leave. Well, you dropped me off at what?
I had you at the bus stop for like 7:30 maybe?
No, 6.
Oh, okay. Because you were supposed to leave at 7, right?
No, I was supposed to leave at 6.
Oh, okay.
Remember, we left like around like 5. And it was supposed to leave at 6. We didn't leave until, I want to say, 12 o'clock. We didn't leave until 12 o'clock. And, dude, bro, it was this dude. I guess he had just got out of the system. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And he came up to me. Hey, little daddy, let me talk to you right quick. And I was like, yeah. And he was like, yo, bro, I want to know, you think they'll let me get on this bus even though I'm supposed to get on it from Shreveport? And I was like, I don't know. You can ask him. I said, but how did you get in Monroe? Oh, no, my homeboy mama dropped me off here. Well, where did you come from? I came from Shreveport. Well, why didn't you just stay in Shreveport? Man, I had some business to take care of down here, and I couldn't get back to Shreveport. And I'm just like, yo, this ain't happening. Then, I don't know if you remember, it was these two black people in a black car, right? And you was like, I remember. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah. I think I recognized one of them, yeah.
So then they get the girl and the guy in the car, they get to arguing, right? And they are loud, my guy. Like, they're super, super loud, and everybody can see them. So then all of a sudden, he hopped out the car, cursed her out, come over to me and start complaining about his woes and problems with his sister that dropped him off. And I'm like sitting here like, oh, brother. Oh, no. What is going on? Then on top of that, bro, like, no, not to mention it was this white girl and she was just crying all the time. And she was just being the most, asking everybody to have a cigarette. Then it was this white guy. He came over to me. I don't know why people want to come bother me. I was just minding my business. Then this other guy comes, and this white guy, and he's fascinated by NBA YoungBoy and all these, you know, young rappers, right? And he reveals to me that he's 38, and he'd been in jail for selling methamphetamines. You feel me?
No.
Yeah, and he had just got out. And I was like, well, bro, what are you? Then he started asking me, hey, man, you listen to YoungBoy? I'm like, nah, bro. I bet he got a lot of money. Then he'll name another rapper. Did I listen to him? And I'd be like, no. Oh, man, but I know he got a lot of money. And I'm just thinking to myself, oh, bro, this is not good so far. So then I called myself walking away to go because we couldn't, you know, I vape, you feel me? But you can't vape under the spot where the bus come picks you up at, right? You can't vape on the premises.
Yeah.
So I go to vape, and the dude follows me. Like, literally. So now I'm thinking, like, what?
I was saying, I guess he wanted to hit the vape.
No. No, bro. That story comes later. That's later down the road. There was a guy that asked me to hit my vape. Hey, man, you think I can hit that vape? No. But no, this guy. So then, finally, we get on the bus. And finally, we leave, right? And I get to Texas. And now I got to find me a... I get to Dallas. And now I got to find an Uber to my Airbnb, right? So then, this dude is talking to me. We wasn't even talking about this girl. And all of a sudden, she gets to fussing at us about us talking about her. Devin, like, straight up, not making this up. And so now, I'm sitting there, I'm standing there like, hey, I didn't say anything about you. You a lie.
Yeah.
You a damn lie. If you gonna say it to my face. There's nothing.
Say it to your face, bro, straight up.
There's nothing to say. And so she's going back and forth with him. And so then he goes totally left field, Mario. Like, He goes like, yo, I murder your ass. I didn't murder before. Like, real talk, you keep playing with me. And I'm by him. And so the security guard is trying to associate her. Trying to associate me with him. So I was like, no. We were just on the bus together. She was like, well, I'm going to need you to move around. I didn't do anything.
Move around, bro.
And so, like, I had to leave and walk across the street. My Uber ride was on the street that I was on before I had to move. So then I had to try to sneak back over and get in my Uber to get to my place. And I was just like, yo, I'll never do this again. I will never ride Greyhound again. And then when I had to come back home, I was supposed to leave at 7. We didn't leave until 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't get on the bus till 1. Then the woman was going the wrong way because they gave her the wrong itinerary. So then we...
Oh, wow. Dang, yeah, bro.
Then we had to turn around and go backtrack. And then we had to, like, she had to go the right route. So that took time. So, yeah, bro, I would never...
Yeah, I would be through with riding the Greyhound.
Yep, no more riding Greyhound for me. I've learned my lesson. Because, you know, I thought, I was going to ride the Greyhound, catch up on some shows on my phone, you know, watch some shows, you know, because I don't get to do a lot of stuff, right?
Yeah, go to sleep a little bit.
I'm not comfortable sleeping on the Greyhound. But
I wouldn't be either, but I assume you possibly would be.
What makes you think that?
Well, I know you work a lot, so you'd be tired. So,
well, that's the thing, bro. I got a good nap in before you know, you can't pick me up to go. And I don't like sleeping on the Greyhound. I've never did. It's not my thing. But, you know, I read the book. I was like, that'll give me some time to read my book, look at a couple of episodes of some of my shows, listen to some music I ain't had a chance to listen to, you know. Just relax and enjoy the ride. You know, I enjoy a good road trip, you know? So just enjoy the ride. But I didn't know all of this was going to transpire. So, you know, advice to those that want to say, hey, I just need a quick getaway and I want to just relax and enjoy the trip. Don't ride the Greyhound. Don't ride the Greyhound at all. But other than that, bro, trip was amazing. I got to hang out with Mario. Mario came by.
Oh, yeah. I was able to watch what, WrestleMania or something?
It was an AEW pay-per-view. And we just hung out.
Oh, okay.
We drunk, and we just hung out, drunk some liquor, and just chilled, got to see
him. I'm glad you got to see him, man.
Yeah, man, he doing good, man.
I don't remember the last time I saw Mario.
He doing pretty okay for himself, you know, but...
That's what's up, yeah. But it was, boy, city boy now.
It was dope. What did you do when you went out to Dallas?
So when I went to Dallas, it was just to chill that weekend or whatever, hang out. I hung out with Mike, too. So when I got there Friday evening, we just chilled at the crib until we went out. We went out that night and went to a place called Eso, Mimosa Bar, or whatever.
I heard Eso is dope.
Yeah, they got good wings. They got like these honey lemon pepper wings. And they be good for real, though. They be fire. They be fire for real, though, yeah. And because they be having a little honey on them and stuff, and the honey get all on your fries too, kind of. So that'd be fire, yeah. But anyway, we went there, and then tonight we went to this place called Taboo as well. Clearly, that's Mike's favorite spot.
We went to Taboo, and like real time, it was a vibe. We was outside.
Yeah, it's a cool spot. Yeah, it's a cool spot.
Were you outside?
Yeah, every time I go there, I be outside because I don't like. I'm still not at the point where I want to be inside around a big crowd of people. Anyway, so yeah. We was outside on the back part. And it was chill, you know, there was a lot of people there that night, you know. so it was a vibe. And so then after that, that was Friday night. Saturday night we went to we got up and went and ate and stuff, went ate brunch or whatever. Then we went and hooped, actually. We went and played basketball when I was there.
Oh, wow. Did y'all win any games?
Yeah, we won 1-9. So we used to play basketball all the time. All the time we was in school and stuff. So that was our first time playing together in a while. We won like 2 games out of 4, something like that.
Oh, wow.
We were playing against some, people that was already there.
Y'all should have had a rubber match.
They were more experienced hoopers for that place. You can tell they come there every day, probably.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
That's it? That's all y'all did?
Oh, no. We went out that night, too. I mean, we went out every night, actually. So
that's a lot.
And
I had to take a break because, I don't know, bro. I'm not a big night going out at night person, especially going out like every night. Like I don't see how some people do it. I give them kudos because they be like ready to go out every night. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, that was the plan. That's what we planned for. So I was prepared for it.
Oh yeah.
I was prepared. Yeah.
Well, I thought I was prepared.
But I like going out because I don't get to do that where I am often. So it'd be like,
True.
Let me enjoy it while I'm, away, because I don't do this when I go home. Really.
That is true, bro. But I mean, being around a lot of people, I guess that's the thing. I don't like being around a lot of people. And I'm not gonna lie, bro. I will say this. You don't know how you react to certain situations. Females like are, I'm finna tell you, females are very aggressive in Dallas.
Oh, you mean like as far as they'll come up to you?
Yes, they will come and talk to you, and they will conversate with you.
Okay.
And so you,
I actually like when women are like that, though.
I don't like it. It's just, it's different because, we're from Louisiana and you don't get that type of vibe here. I don't know about if you might get it, but I don't.
No, you don't get that vibe. Maybe in certain parts of Louisiana, in the cities, maybe. In the cities, you'll meet people like that in like New Orleans or Baton Rouge or Shreveport. But not in the smaller little cities.
But how often are we going to Shreveport, New Orleans, and
oh, not too often at all. Yeah. But I'm saying when you do go,
exactly. So like that was a different type of vibe or something different. You know what I'm saying? It was just like it was fun, but like just being around a lot of people, bro. It's just a lot of people. We went to XOXO. I don't know. Did you go to XOXO this time?
Oh, yeah. That's where I met Cynthia Molly.
Oh, for real?
Actually. Yeah. The place called the restaurant part called XOXO. I think, but then, the nightclub part called like Mr. X or something like this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever been there to eat?
And yeah. No, I never ate in there, no. It's nice, though, look like it.
It is. It does look nice.
Right, so that's a place I would recommend for people to go.
You didn't meet Cincy Molly till you this is not the only time you went to Dallas.
No, I met her back in March when I went to Phoenix, when I went out there because, I flew from Dallas to go to Phoenix and all that.
Oh, to go to that week Phoenix game, right?
You know. Good morning.
How are the Phoenix Suns, by the way? How did they season go, Devin?
Well, the season didn't go as planned,
Uh-huh. What was planned?
Happened to the best of them.
Obviously, y'all not the best. You couldn't take out the Dallas Mavericks.
Happened to the best of them,
To the best of them. They weren't the best, Devin.
We were one of the best.
Obviously not.
Just, we beat ourselves, man, in the long run.
Beat yourselves. Yeah, make excuses for them, Devin.
Beat ourselves,
there you
man.
Go. Make excuses. Now everybody want out of Phoenix except for for Devin Booker and Chris Paul.
No, not everybody won out. No, that ain't the case at all.
Oh,
I think if all our same teams could be there, they would want to be there again. But you, of course, you know it ain't gonna be like that.
Sure,
but it ain't nobody that just want to leave.
Sure,
besides maybe DeAndre Ayton want to leave, but I feel like if they give him the money, he won't. You know, he'll be wanting to stay. I think it's a money issue with him.
Uh huh.
So yeah.
Gotcha.
Anyway, I guess that brings us into this free agency. You know, free agency has been in an uproar lately. You know,
a lot of
moves. You know, but of course, you know, Kevin Durant. You know, turned everything upside down when he made his announcement that he wants out of Brooklyn. But now you got a lot of teams, you know, trying to come up with deals to try to get Kevin Durant, of course. So.
Hmm.
And now I feel like Kevin Durant just playing around with everybody. Now he got everybody waiting and stuff.
Because
it's probably been almost a good week now.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's been about a good week now. So.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got some people, you know, you got a lot of players who got them big contracts now, you know. Devin Booker got a big contract, Ja Morant, Zion Williamson, who don't deserve it yet, actually.
I can't say that, Devin, because I honestly don't feel like Devin Booker deserved that much money.
Devin Booker doesn't deserve it. It doesn't matter.
He can't stay healthy. Yes, this is true. But Devin Booker can't get
You know he can't stay healthy, but you still go pay him $200-something million.
No, I don't agree with that either, but I'm just saying you can't really get mad at Zion Williamson when you have a Devin Booker that can't perform when it's time to perform.
Devin Booker definitely performs when it's time to perform.
Well, what happened at Game 7 against the Mavericks, Devin?
Oh, you blaming it all on Devin Booker? Like he's the only player on the team?
He's the highest paid on the team now. So yes.
Now, yes.
You're looking for him to be your clutch player, and he wasn't clutch at all. He was very lackluster that game.
The whole team was.
But he was.
Yeah, the whole team was.
I ain't
gonna put it on just one person.
I agree with
that. That's just like trying to blame it all on Chris Paul. Chris Paul, the oldest dude on the team. Why would we?
But nobody's blaming him on Chris Paul.
He's a top player, but. Yeah, so we're not going to blame the one player.
He's not even a really big scorer, like talking about, like when you think about it. But we're talking about Devin Booker. We're talking about a person you just gave over $200 million to, and he was very lackluster in a game 7 where they needed to win in their home court.
So you're saying you would get rid of Devin Booker?
I wouldn't get rid of Devin Booker, but he's not worth that money. I know that. He's not worth it.
He worth it.
Especially, and this is the thing, now that you've given him this money, you showed your other players their worth too. And you're a key to this team.
I wouldn't look at it like that. Because that's just like, you know, with the Zion situation. He ain't even played last season, but he got an extension like this.
But Brandon Ingram Brandon Ingram got paid not too long ago, bro.
But then he didn't get more than Zion.
But they showed him that you're valuable to the team. And so now when you really look at it, they did. Oh, my God, Devin, are you serious? Are you serious right now? I'm just saying, this is all I'm saying. When Zion Williamson is healthy, I have to give credit is due. He puts up good numbers and big numbers. So they're looking at it as if he comes back healthy and he comes back in shape, he does what he's supposed to do. Now that we got C.J. McCollum and we got a Brandon Ingram that's performing like he's supposed to perform, and we have put some more key pieces there, we got a contender. But when you're looking at a team that went to the finals past year, not this year, but last year, they went to the finals last year.
And we lost. We lost the finals.
Let me finish.
But looking at it, breaking it down, Devin Booker produced in the finals.
He produced in the finals. He showed up. Yes, he showed up. But this year, he didn't.
He didn't. Maybe he didn't show up in game 7, but he showed up in
What games he didn't play? He didn't play in the New Orleans series,
right? He didn't play a couple of games in the New Orleans series, right?
So he got hurt like game 2. And basically,
like
they showed they could win without him, right?
Well, we already knew that, though.
But okay, then. So, like,
from the regular season when he got hurt at one point.
So, real talk, what's more important, taking care of your players or taking care of one player that when you lose all your players and he's still there, then guess what's going to happen? He's going to be mad because he's not winning, right? He's going to be mad because they're not producing and they can't bring in the players that they want because guess what? We're paying you all this money.
Well, they good, though. We good, bro. We got all that. Okay,
you good. You are good.
Yeah, Devin got his extension. He deserves it. His max contract. He deserves it. Chris Paul getting his money. Everybody else getting their money. The only person, I guess, not satisfied with their money is DeAndre. Hopefully they fix it. Because ain't nobody else complaining about no money. So clearly there ain't no issue.
I'm pretty sure they're not complaining about it.
I mean, they still want to be there in season. So
they're not complaining about it. They're not complaining.
You're right.
They're not complaining about it vocally, like to the media, but I'm pretty sure you have some players that feel some type of way.
Well, they ain't said nothing about getting that. They can't request a trade. They haven't done that, so clearly they where they want to be.
Well,
some of them still might get cheated anyway. Possibly.
Okay, so like what players? When you look at people like Mikal Bridges, right? Do you really think he can ask to be traded?
Yes, he can if he wants it. Anybody can ask to be traded if they don't want to be there. I mean, they might not get traded when they want to get traded.
That's what I'm saying. Like that, it's not like, we got to get rid of him because, you know, no, they're going to be like, just sit your little tail down on the bench.
But Mikal Bridges wants to be there.
Sure he does, Devin.
So clearly he's happy.
I'm pretty sure a lot of people want to be there, but then a lot of people want to get paid their worth. And you're saying that this guy, Devin Booker, is getting paid his worth, but then this is what I'm saying. When you lose Mikal Bridges, when you lose DeAndre Ayton, Chris Paul is up in eight. So you're paying him for the long run. So meaning, like, real talk, what eventually is going to happen is, bro, you're not going to be able to put other people around him. They're not going to get KD. I just want you to know that. What's going to happen
is...
I'm not banking on this KD.
Let me finish. You're not gonna get KD. You're not gonna get no other players. I don't think he has that influence like older players like LeBron and KD and Steph have, to where they can recruit and bring. He can recruit and bring people there. He's gonna end up like all other players. He's gonna end up like a James Harden. You didn't pay them all this money. They next year they probably will make the playoffs, but they'll probably get kicked out the first round. And then it's gonna be very, very straining because they're not gonna make the playoffs the next couple of years, and then he's gonna ask to be traded, like all other players. But if you don't, I love your optimism. I love your positivity. You know.
Yeah, bro. We look at it completely different.
We what? Yeah.
We look at it completely different.
I look at it for what it is, Devin. I mean. That's a lot of money to be paying somebody, and your performance in the playoffs was very lackluster this year.
Didn't say it was lackluster, though, man. I don't know.
Now you sounding like a mumble rapper. What
did
you
say? Game.
What?
I said it's not, I had something in my mind. But Devin Booker makes an impact on the game. I mean, yeah, everybody has a bad game. Our
own team collectively. $200 million. No, every game I should be averaging 25 to 30 points in the playoffs.
Well, LeBron don't even do it. Nobody.
He doesn't. Wait. He doesn't. That's what you're saying. Wait. You're saying LeBron doesn't.
He don't have 30 points every game.
He has close to damn near 25.
And if he doesn't have
30 points,
we're not talking about close. You say
no. We're talking about consistently. LeBron is going to give you. He's going to give you 25, but more importantly,
no. Don't take it down. You said 30.
I said 25 to 30. I said 25 to 30, sir. I said 25 to 30. You wasn't listening. You need to clean your ears out. I said 25 to 30. I say LeBron can do that. He can give you 25 to 30. He's going to give you at least 25. He does. What are you talking about?
He doesn't. It's been games LeBron had under 25.
But this is what I'm saying. He's an impact on the court. What impact other than scoring does Devin Booker has?
He's That's true, but we're talking about
okay. Team, but we're talking about impact. He couldn't even get his team going. Okay. All right. Okay. I didn't see that this season. I didn't see that this year in the playoffs. I saw that. Do you want me honest with you? I saw Chris Paul was more of the heart of the team than Devin Booker. That's what I saw.
In the New Orleans series, for sure, because Devin Booker was hurt.
No, in both series, I saw who was in charge. I saw who was the person that people respected more. And I saw Devin Booker really can't do much of anything than just score. That's all he showed me.
Okay.
And he couldn't do that in game 7.
Okay.
But okay, we'll see next season, though.
Yeah, we will see.
We will
you
see.
You speak on my team a lot, man. You like this fan.
No, I'm a Golden State fan. We won the championship. Let's get it right. We're not going to disrespect Devin. Like, I was looking forward to playing y'all in the finals to show y'all wasn't that dope. But I guess Dallas had to show you. I guess that's just the universe will, right?
Mm-hmm.
But moving on, we're about to wrap things up. Once again, this is just a show to get our feet wet again and get back into the groove of things.
Yeah.
We're going to end off with what have you been watching?
So, lately, I was watching, it just ended, I was watching it, Couples of True on
Viacom. Bro, you are breaking up. You are breaking up.
Was that bad?
Wait, I don't know. What do you have your earpiece in?
Got a headphone, yeah.
Oh.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. So I said I was watching Couples of True on VH1.
Uh-huh.
That show is hilarious. Michael Blakeson was on there this season.
Yeah, bro, I don't know what happened. I don't know if it's a connection, but you are sounding horrible.
What about now?
Yeah, now I can hear you. Yeah, you sound real clear.
Okay. So, like I said, I was watching Couples Retreat on VH1,
mm-hmm.
and it's very hilarious, you know. Michael Blackson was on there this season, him and his fiance, I guess.
Okay.
And they had Nick Young was on there, him and his, the person he with, just hilarious. She was on there with this guy. Nobody knows this guy. I don't know him, but I think it's just a guy she was like, hey, you want to go on Couples Retreat with me? You know, act like a couple. I think she just wanted to get put on with it, I guess.
Does he have braids?
No. Nah, he's an older dude. He actually older than her. His name Daniel.
Damn,
If you look it up, you'll see him. You might break down, but I don't know what he do or anything like that. And they actually had that dude from Bill Bell DeVoe. Ron.
Bill Biv DeVoe.
You know what I'm talking about, yeah. Wow. They had him and his wife on there. And yeah, it was actually interesting this season.
Not gonna watch something like that, like a celebrity show like that, unless you have like some A or B list celebrities. These are like C and D list celebrities we got here.
Well, A-list celebrities probably won't even be on nothing like that anyway.
You don't know that. You don't.
You got to take what we can get.
I think Will Smith and Jada would be a good, like, candidate to be on a Couples Retreat show.
Are they really going to do that, though?
She does Red Table Talk. I mean, what else is Jada really doing? Like, let's just be real. I think she would be all aboard on it. I think it's Will be the one that'd be like kind of hesitant, but I think she'd be like, "Yeah, let's do it." Because
they're
like,
about to be in that new G.I. Jane movie.
Devin, all right now. If you get slapped, it ain't on me. But nah, you live for stuff like that. You waiting for Will to come slap you.
Yeah, man. Man, Will gonna be fighting. I'm not a Chris Rock.
You just a nobody. Been a whoop some tail.
Yeah. All right.
That's all that you've been watching.
Somebody after that. Pretty much. That's all I watched lately. I watched I was behind on it, but I kind of caught up now. I watched season 3 of this show called The Circle on Netflix. And the season 3 was actually really good. That's like a little social media game, so you should actually try it, bro. It's interesting.
No, thank you. I'm good on
it. Because you'll think like, hey, man, I could win this show, you know?
I'm good on reality shows, bro. Like, I really am. Like, ever since I found the whole hustle about it, like, so any reality game show, any reality shows, like, when I found out the hustle of it, and I read a book on it, and I read how they really orchestrate stuff, I'm good on it, bro. I'm chill.
Well, other than that, I just been keeping up with P-Valley.
What is up with y'all in P-Valley, bro? Like, what is
up? Man, I just been keeping up with it.
No.
It's been a lot to watch. You know?
No, I have two. I have two 50-year-old cousins. They're like fathers to me, and they was telling they brothers, and they said they were watching P-Valley. I looked at them weird. Like, what the devil?
Now, see, you know what they watching for.
Nah,
for.
They not. The youngest one explained to me, he was like, it's interesting. It'll suck you in. The story will suck you in.
Yeah, the story ain't that good, but it's interesting, all right. It's okay, Mike.
I can't get into it, bro.
Your cousins like it in the valley. They trying to go to the pink. Cool, man. They probably looked it up. Let me see what Chuck Alisa is.
Wait, what's her name?
That's like where they. That's the city or whatever.
The place is called Chuckalisa.
Yeah,
it's a made up place. Please tell me that's a made up place.
I actually don't know. I'm gonna
look it
up.
It got to be made up. Wait, let me look it up.
It's called Chuckalisa, I think. Yeah.
Wait,
your cousin's been googling it, trying to see how far it is from Tallulah.
Nah.
They probably like, I'll be in Mississippi all the time. I'll go to Big Bird. Let me see how far Chuck Alisa is. They go stop by there.
Wait, is Chuck Alisa, Mississippi a real place?
It might be made up.
It
might be made up.
It is. Wait. I'm trying to find out now.
But yes,
it's very fictional. Huh. Yes, it's very fictional. Yes.
Well,
that's a.
They guess they won't be going there.
They weren't going to go at all.
Man, you don't know that?
I do know that. I would. Listen, out of all the family members, I would be the one to go before any of them. Hey, man.
But yeah, it's a good show. This season has been a lot to see, you know, especially from a male perspective, a straight male perspective, it's a lot to see, you know. But if you can look past it, you know, other than that, it's still a great show. It's still a great show.
Yeah,
they actually had two of the characters on Lip Service a couple of episodes ago, because I be keeping up with Lip Service, you know, that podcast, and they had them on there, and they were talking about it or whatever. I didn't know P-Valley was originally based off of a play. You know, it was a play at first.
Really?
Yeah, it was a play at first.
And this is about strippers, right? A play, you know, about strippers. Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it's more than just about strippers. It's about what these strippers go through.
Really, Devin? Really? What do these strippers go through?
What do they go through, Devin?
What do they go through? Looking at the show, what do you find out they go through? I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued now.
If you're intrigued, you need to watch.
No, I'm not going to watch it because I worked at a strip club and I see what they go through. So you tell me.
Oh, you don't got to ask me. You already know.
No, from what you watched on the show, tell me what they go through.
Well, I mean, first of all, they got a life outside of being a stripper, man. You know, they got bills too. They got
That's very
and kids.
Okay, Devin. That's a given. I mean, you don't need a show to know that.
I mean, they make a show about everything else, so I mean, ain't nothing wrong with the show.
No, I mean, but that comes with the bro. That's like a known fact. What else? Come on, I'm intrigued now. We got 10 minutes left. Come on.
What else? Do you want to know exactly?
I don't know. I don't watch the show.
I mean, okay, so for example, on the show, one of them is in an abusive relationship as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of them, she was in an abusive relationship, but she got out, and that's why she moved to where this particular strip club is.
Mm-hmm.
And now she basically owns that strip club at this point. She owns. So, hey, who would have known, you know, that she went from, being somewhere else in an abusive relationship, and now she owns the strip club.
This sounds like bad writing. That's what this sounds like.
I don't know. I can't call it bad writing, man.
This sounds like bad writing, and this sounds like, I don't know, bro. I mean, give me something better than that. I've seen way more intriguing stories just working at the strip club.
I don't know what you're expecting to hear about this show.
I don't know. When you're talking about a show about strip club, it sounds like a broke man's players club. That's what it sounds like to me.
A broke man's players club?
Yeah. A very watered down, less version of the players club.
Okay, well, I mean, you just got to watch it, bro. I promise if you watch the first two episodes, you'll be hooked in. You're going to want to see what's going to happen next.
You want to make a little wager on that bet?
I mean, no, we're not going to. No, because you're going to act.
No, I'm not.
So you can win the bet, but secretly still.
I tell you what, honestly, what we need to do, one day we need to just get together and watch the first two episodes, and I'll tell you, give you my honest opinion right then and there.
Okay, we'll do that.
We'll
do that one of these days.
And I will give you my honest opinion. Either I'm going to say, all right, play the next episode. This is interesting. Or I'm going to be like, I don't want to watch this no more.
And that's what you're going to say. You're going to want to keep watching because it's actually interesting.
What I'm going to say, let's keep watching it. And what you're going to say?
Yeah, but then I'm going to be like, I think you got to go home.
You know what? I'll probably watch it at work tonight. That's what I'll do. I'll watch it at work tonight. And I go even further than that. I watched the first season.
Okay, do that. Because you're going to want to watch the second season.
I will watch the first season, but I doubt it. You know, I'm different than a lot of people, bro. I don't like shows like that.
Now, the second season took it to another level. It's different from the first season, but it's still good, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so. We're going to see, bro. And you know, I'm going to see what all to talk about because everybody is talking about P-Valley. Oh, snap, yeah. P-Valley, come on. I was at the barbershop and one of my classmates that I went to school with, he was like, hey, man, I watched P-Valley with my wife. I'm like, for real? He was like, yeah, man, that's how I like bonding time. I'm just like, okay, cool. Okay, hey, man, it's your world. Whatever helps y'all relationship. And then I guess another thing, I don't know. I'm not going to get into that one. I'm not going to get into that. We're going to pass that. I was going to say something bad, but never mind.
Save it.
Nope.
Save it.
Nope. Not going to say it.
Another time.
So I guess with me, I've been watching a lot of documentaries lately. The one that has intrigued me the most is this documentary on Netflix called The Racial Divide. And basically, it talks about Rachel Dazal. She's the white woman that wants to identify as being black.
Uh-huh.
And really? You've never heard of Rachel Dazal?
Uh-uh.
Oh, my God. Devin, where have you been? You're definitely living under a rock. She was the president for the NAACP in her town of Spokane, Washington. I believe it's Spokane, Washington. Anybody listen to this show on Instagram, correct me if I'm wrong. But she was the president of the NAACP. She had been identifying as black for quite some time. And all of a sudden, some people called her out on it, did some research, and found out she wasn't black. And she wants to be identified as black, even though she's a white woman. And so the documentary basically shows how this all transpired, how this all came up, how this all came about. She has an adopted boy that's black, and she has a child that's mixed. Well, you could say he's mixed because she's white and the daddy is black. So, and then on there, she had another child with a black guy.
Okay.
So it seems like she doesn't have a problem catching a black guy at all.
Right.
You know?
Right. She knows how to reel a man, I guess.
I mean, hey, listen. But it kind of gives you, it kind of gives you mixed emotions. It kind of gives you a different perspective. It kind of makes you think a little bit. On all cylinders and all angles, I think you should watch it and we should talk about it, because I think it's definitely something that is an interesting conversation to have, especially talking to black women about it, because that's who was, you know, some men was upset about it and some men felt some type of way about it. But, you know, it was majority of black women. They were highly upset. Yeah. They was like, how can she say she a black woman? She don't go through anything that black women do. Or go through.
Right, right. And this is called the Rachel
Divide.
The Rachel Divide.
It's on Netflix. And it's a very interesting, it's interesting. You know, I know a lot of people, she even wrote a book called In Full Color. Then at the end, she changed her name to Nikishi Diallo.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. I was laughing a lot. I was laughing a lot through the documentary, but then at the same time. And then throughout the documentary, like what it showed was how it put a strain, her trying to identify as black, her admitting that she came from a white background, but she identified as black, how it was putting a strain on her kids. Because one of the kids wanted to go to Howard University, right? And... Uh-huh. That's where she used to work as a teacher. And he wanted to go to Howard University, and some of the hardships that he had to deal with as far as like being her being his parent, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And he wanted to go there to go to law school and do all types of great stuff. Then the youngest child, he was ready for this to be over because he was like, yo, it's attracting too much attention. And then on top of that, I mean, that's your mom. You don't want to always see her getting disrespected. You feel me? And people saying negative things about her. And that's what was really going on in his life. You know what I'm saying? Then what happened was, this is what happened. Him being a young black kid, going to different schools, and other people talking to him about, you know, racial topics and what his mama was trying to do and all this. Then he was like turned off to it. You feel me? So really... Yeah. It was the way that it was shifting in the documentary. It was almost like, dang, she's been left on her own to identify as a black woman. And then, you know, putting on these kinky wigs and these braids, you know, I was about to say,
I know she had some braids, man, with it.
Yeah, the braids was her go-to, bro. Like, that's serious.
Well, that's black women's go-to. So, I understand, man.
You know, and I was talking to some people on Clubhouse. Of course, you know, Mike was like, nah, man. But then, like, I understood from a point. I mean, I'm going to say this, and I'll probably get backlash for it. But if we're allowing the transgender community to let them identify with who they want to be, what's so wrong with her identifying with who she wants to be?
Who she want to be.
Exactly. I guess the thing is, I mean... I can understand if she was trying to benefit off of it or she was trying to gain things from it, but she was, and this is, I guess another thing is, she was doing such a well job, she was the president of the NAACP.
My word.
That's the biggest thing. So meaning like, you know, whatever skepticism you had it, but she was the president of the NAACP. So meaning she was doing a pretty good job at being black. Because you didn't know. You voted her for being... That's something you have to vote on, right? That's something that has to be given to you, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So she became president of the NAACP. So meaning that, like, real talk, you thought she was black too. So, wow. I mean, I don't know how to feel about it. Because then at the same time, you can look at it as like, wow, I mean, it's really, really hard being black. You know? Out of all the people you want to be black? And then she hasn't went through the struggles or went through the things that we went through. You see what I'm saying? So, mm-hmm. So like I said, it's something that I think you should watch. I'm going to tell Mario to watch it. It's a very interesting documentary. At first, I wasn't going to watch it. I was trying to avoid it, but then I was like, let me see what it's talking about. And it was very interesting. It definitely put your minds in a different perspective of things.
Yeah.
But that's pretty much it. I watched some other documentaries, but we'll talk about them at a later time because we're out of time. So, Devin, you want to leave the people with anything?
I mean, everybody just continue to enjoy summer. Travel. As much as you can, get away as much as you can. It's always good to get away. Stay cool.
Same here. Be safe out there. Please understand that, you know, COVID isn't over. You know, it isn't dead. So please be cautious and careful with how you're planning your trips out. Understand that COVID is still out there. Most importantly, just have fun, but also remember to, like, real talk.
Yeah. Right.
That's all I got. That's all I got. We just want to thank you for listening to follow us on Instagram with PWK _ podcast. You can follow Devlin at
Only One Grace.
Only One Grace. You can follow me at Mikey _ I mean, no, that's no. That's my Twitter. My Instagram is AirMax_Jax, I believe. I don't be on Instagram a lot. That's where you can find us for any information, anything. We got a lot of stuff planned up coming up. We're back in the groove of things. Now that we got I've let some stuff go and Devin's free a little bit. We got a lot of stuff we're going to do for y'all. We got a lot of things. We still going to do our anniversary live show. We just got to get everybody together. But we just want to thank y'all. Thank y'all for rocking with us. And thank you definitely for partying with Killers.